We've got more live music for you. I want to introduce a band named Hexadiod. I've known all of these guys individually from other projects for many, many years, but this is kind of the first outing for this particular project. They're going to be on the stage Saturday night at Canal Public House, joined by the Lab Partners and Ohio Knife. We'll give you more details on that, but first, let's hear something live from Hexadiod.
Now without the filled with sun is down and now proclaim. Such a light is pulled from dust, ashes are the fuel of your love.
Hexadiad live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to chat with the band and hear more live music here in just a moment. Stay tuned to 91.3 WYSO.
When one world's not enough, it's time to go around the fringe. It's Rev Cool, and I'm calling all you hip-shaking sisters and finger-popping daddies to join me for Around the Fringe, your Friday night dance party of the airwaves, right here on WYSO 91.3 FM and WYSO.org.
Around the Fringe, 8 to 10, Fridays on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined by the members of Hexadiode. I'm not going to let my Midwestern accent get in the way of that this time. We've got Eric, Jason, and Tim. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. Very happy to have you here. Now, I know the three of you guys from many, many bands. Right. You know, Eric, you're currently playing with The Dark Backward.
Absolutely.
Jason, you were the man in American Static. And Tim, we know you from O Condor and Human Cannonball.
Nope.
Not Human Cannonball. What is my... O Condor. Wrong band.
Human Reunion.
Although Human Cannonball, that's a reasonably good name.
Yeah.
That's Dan Stoll's band, isn't it?
And a good band.
Okay. This is what happens when it gets to be about 10 o'clock. My mind goes.
Fair enough.
Tell me.
Eat some crackers.
So yeah, exactly. Tell me, how did this project get started?
Everyone at once.
Okay. Well, it came out of the Dementia Precox shows, and it was great, but it became apparent that these guys wanted to go in a different direction, and so we took it in that, and here we are. And, man, we took that new direction, and we embraced it.
Right.
In terms of taking it into a new direction, did you guys know right off the bat that this was the type of sound that you wanted to go with, or did it kind of develop over time from, you know, a slight new direction to a complete shift?
I knew.
Well, yeah.
I knew I wanted to do this stuff. I kind of always wanted to do it. I just never knew how to do it. And I needed some geniuses to help me do it, or to do it for me, so I can just dance around like a puppet.
There's the rub.
There's the rub.
So how long did this project sort of take to get rolling out? Your first, you know, big live show is at Canal Public
Saturday,
House Saturday night. How long have you guys been, you know?
It's been gestating like a fetus. It's been at least 9 months.
Yeah, 9 months.
At least 9 months since we were like, you know what, let's just have a clean break and start this fresh, and it's a new thing, and see where it goes, and here we are, and it's been like a fetus, an adorable little fetus, and here it is, 9 months later. So 9 months.
Yeah. This is the birth right here.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
It's happening here.
This is the first time they've cleaned us up and put us in front of people.
This is the first time this Prophet keyboard has been out of my house, I think.
Yeah. Oh, he went straight for the gear, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It is quite the array of gear.
Oh,
and
it's an array.
Yeah, yeah. did you guys always know that you wanted to, you know, combine guitar and vocals with a lot of synth, especially using, you know, synthesized drum beats and more of a synthy bass sound? Or was that yet another thing that sort of developed within this 9 month gestation period?
Yeah, I mean, in the Dementia thing, it had gone in the direction of live drums, which was cool in its own right, but I always felt like I wanted to do something more with sequencers, with sequenced drums, and so this is where it came. This is what it came to. And this is where it's at. Highly processed drum sound.
Elaborate explanation, my friend.
Highly processed drum sound, highly processed bass sound. I mean, the dancey beats and the kind of electro-industrial vibe.
It happened organically.
Yeah. As organic as sequence drum beat.
As organic as sequences can be. Absolutely.
That's fair. That's fair. I want to ask you guys, you know, the sound is both very, very danceable, and yet it's got that kind of core, almost goth industrial sound that harkens back to, you know, the late 80s and the early 90s.
Well,
and I feel like a lot of that is kind of coming full circle in a way, or I'm hearing a lot more of it again.
Yeah.
Is that how you guys are feeling as players and as listeners and appreciators
yes.
of music?
The CIA always reads my mind. I had this idea to do this
old foil
while back,
over
and
there.
Then all of a sudden, there's all these bands coming out. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I mean, it is. There is definitely a resurgence of kind of electronic-based music of the darker edge, I think, nationally and probably internationally. I don't know. I'm not a...
There is, and Dayton's always had a fair stake in that. And I think we've always had an underrated footprint in that scene.
What do you think, Tim?
Over the decades. And then I see no reason why this decade should be any different.
Bring it into the...
I like synthesizers.
Tim Krug, ladies and gentlemen.
I can vouch for the fact that he
the
likes synthesizers.
I have known Tim to like synthesizers over the years.
And now
yes.
he's made me love them, too. And
no going back
I'm
now.
Like
hey, all you listeners out there, you're going to like synthesizers now.
It's going to happen right now. In terms of writing and recording and things like that, are you guys thinking in terms of making an album, or are you already working on something? Or
yes, we are.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely working on a full length. Right? I mean, a full length. We've got a full length's worth of stuff.
Right now.
We are literally making this up as we go along.
All right.
But we've got a full length's
worth
of material.
We've got a full length worth of material, yes.
Excellent. So, excellent.
Yeah. Should be, we'll be proceeding.
And
to,
it will be good.
It will be good.
I didn't say game changing. I didn't say
it'll be good.
It will
yes.
be good. No, it'll be great.
Awesome, awesome. Now this Saturday, you guys are playing at Canal Public House with Lab Partners and Ohio Knife, and that's going to be everyone's first opportunity to see you guys live.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward from this weekend, are you guys going to be sort of pursuing a lot of live shows or focusing in on more writing and recording?
No, I think we're going to be focusing more on recording. Wouldn't you agree, Tim?
Yeah, we're going to try to. We got one song done. It's online on our Bandcamp.
Free download.
But
help
we're
yourself,
going to try to record more of them. We have I think our next show is in June. So
July.
It's in July.
There we go.
So we're going to do that for a while until then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da.
One thing at a time, JF. One thing at a time.
Hey, you know. Nothing
is,
wrong
is
with
it
the...
okay if I call you JF?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. As far as your writing process, how do you guys typically tackle writing songs? Is one person kind of taking the lead and bringing stuff to the group, or are you kind of just hashing things out in rehearsal, or how's that all coming together?
Jason writes all these songs, and then he calls us up and says, hey, you have to play this song now.
And then we stare at Tim and watch him program the backing bits to it for about a week.
We spend hours and
then,
hours
there it is.
Pushing buttons.
Yeah, that's something we should add.
It's pretty slick.
This is more work than I've ever done in any band. It's
yeah, the perception that that electronic music is some sort of just button-pushing exercise is
yeah.
an utter fallacy. It's
yes.
sausage-making at its worst.
Hours of drudgery.
It's beyond tedious. That said, the end results are great.
Yes.
It does have to be a lot of trial and error because I would assume
yeah.
that before you can even play your part, you have to pick what sort of sounds and effects and elements you want for
yes.
your part, let alone the entire song.
It's like mixing a record as you practice. It's very
oh.
strange. You have to kind of get the mix in there live. And it's just a lot of button pushing, a lot of mind-numbing,
hence the
kind of weird
9 months
math
for an album's worth of material bit.
Yeah.
When you're bringing songs to the group, Jason, are they are they as orchestrated in your mind as the end result is, or are you coming in with, you know, kind of a sense of a melody and maybe a mood and sort of working with these guys to shape things, shape all of the elements around it and orchestrate it in process?
I usually come in with the sequence of the drum beat and something on my prophet and the vocal melody. So it's basically like kind of a mid-rangey thing on the prophet, a drum beat, and my vocal melody, and then Tim will throw a bass line, Eric will throw his beauty
on top of it.
Whatever
it is that I throw on things.
And then Tim will also throw a synth line, so, and sometimes Eric does a synth line, or a guitar.
Or both.
Or octopad, or whatever. Yeah.
So it's kind of like the structure is done, but there's a lot of gaps to be filled in. And if there's not any gaps to fill in, they make me make some gaps.
I think the important thing is you deliver a part that is what the song calls for, right, regardless of the instrument at hand. It doesn't matter what you play; it's what the song needs. And if that's a bass, if that's a guitar, if that's a keyboard, if that's me banging on a piece of metal, if that's me strangling a cat, I'm not actually strangling cats here, folks.
I love cats,
but that was a metaphor. But that's kind of what I meant. At the end of the day, that's the difference between us and regular electronic bands, is at the end of the day, you can boil our songs down to actual songs. You could theoretically play these songs on acoustic guitars, and they would be just fine. They would stand on their own as songs, and I think that's important.
You're right.
Yeah.
When Jason brings you guys a song, Tim and Eric, do you guys instantly, can you kind of instantly lock in and say, I know this is ridicule him.
And say, this song will never be anything until we put our 2 cents into it. Would you not agree on that one, Tim?
Oh, it's just like, it starts out just like Pet Shop Boys. And then we just have to...
West End Girls again? Jeez. So then we put our stuff on it, we dirty it up. Next thing you know, it's scuffed and it's good.
I like it.
Yeah.
If people want to keep tabs on what you guys are doing and where you're going to be and all that good stuff, where should they connect with you online?
The internet.
It's a magical
place. Facebook place, Hexadiode, Facebook. There's a hexadiode.com, which is actually worth like $600, I found out.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
There's nothing there yet except a placeholder, but you can catch us on the Facebook, you know, the usual yada, yada, yada.
And we've got a link up to their Facebook on our Facebook. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there and connect with Hexadiode. They are playing Saturday night at Canal Public House. They're going to be joined on stage by Lab Partners and Ohio Knife. But I think we're going to hear a few more live ones here in just a moment. Shall we, guys?
Yeah, let's do another one.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to hear more live music from Hexadiode here in the WISO studios. This is Kaleidoscope.
Thanks,
Pertle. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Radio Basim, the host of a brand new show on 91.3 called Behind the Groove. Where else but YSO can you get 2 hours of the funkiest, hippest, booty-shaking music on the planet? Friday nights at 10. After Around the Fringe, get Behind the Groove on 91.3 WYSO. It's just fun with a K on the end.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've got Hexadiode in the house. You can check them out Saturday night at Canal Public House with Lab Partners and Ohio Knife. But they're here in the studio, and we're going to have them play a few more for you right now.
You have me right here eating from your hand. You are the taste I need to know. I'm just a slave to all your lonely plans, and you will break me just for show. You make me rhyme to my soul. You make me rhyme to my soul. These chains, where them will, they have made me who I am. Pull me in, and my world is yours to tame. It's all bomb it to last. The die has been cast. I'm left here on my own. A deal to the end, a lie from a friend, and I'm left to crawl alone. You make me writhe, writhe, writhe to my soul. You make me writhe, writhe, writhe to my soul. Come on! When there's gone, there's no reaction for me. To cease and it's done. Everything I know is shattered. Taste I need to know. I'm just a slave to all your lonely plans, and you will break me just for show. A torment to last, the die has been cast, and I'm left here on my own. A deal to the end, like lies from a friend, I'm left to crawl alone. You make me run.
Called Rive. This next song is called Computonium. Just a second. Oh, it's Technicalities. We're ready to go. All is too unkind, the whipping.
weeping. Let's stop the world. Now, formation, 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 giving formation, taking formation.
Diode live in the WISS studios. Check them out Saturday night at Canal Public House. They're going to be playing with Lab Partners and Ohio Knife. We've got links up to their Facebook page as well as the event page for the concert at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, thank you so much for being here. That was awesome.
Thank you, JF. It's been a blast.
Thanks so much. Check them out. Hexadiode Saturday night at Canal Public House with Ohio Knife. And with these guys, here's the latest from the Lab Partners.